That's number 10 in our white book. Praise God. A song about trust. We heard about King Hezekiah this morning. No man trusted God, no king trusted God like Hezekiah, before or after. Praise God. Number 10.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
One thing that makes an impression upon people when they come to our church is that they see some people there that they remembered from many years ago, and they're still serving God and very involved in the work of the Lord and still seeking God and living for Him, and that makes an impression on them. We have our sister Elsie Keller. She's been there a long time, and she's still very involved in the church. She's getting older and more frail, but she does as much as she can. She's often the first one there on Sunday. She sometimes takes accessoride to get there, but she gets there in plenty of time to set her things up and make sure that everything's in place. Praise God. And we've got our sister Mary Jenna, who is also very frail now, and yet she's been there for years. She's just like a pillar in the church. Some of these ones. My father-in-law often mentions how long he's been there. It's been over 40 years that he's been serving God in Canarsie. Sometimes people come, young people come, and they get older and they leave. They go out and move to different places, and then they come back and they want to visit the church in Canarsie. And there they see Brother John, and there they see Sister Elsie and Sister Mary, Brother Walter K. Root, and some of these others. It's that way in Ridgewood, I know. And it's that way here at camp, too. People can go and not be at camp for years. And then they come back, and Sister Auntie is still teaching the kids in the cottage, the big eye. and there are others, of course. I could just go down the whole list, but for fear that I might insult somebody or making them sound like they're old, that's not my intention. But you know, there's something very precious about serving God all those years. And by God's grace, keeping true to Him, trusting Him through every trial, that builds something into your life that you can't get any other way. You know, the world will look at older people and say, well, they've done their time. They've outlived their usefulness. What do we do with them? But you know, in the Church of Jesus Christ, these older saints, they're the pillars in the church. What would we do without them? That's the question. Not what do we do with them. What would we do without them? Their faith. You know, a minister can feel that in the meeting. And he thanks God for every person who knows how to touch God, knows how to see the Lord. It brings God into the meeting. And when God comes into the meeting, well, then anything can happen. And you know, we don't realize sometimes the blessing that we receive in the meetings, it's not because of the preaching, and it's not because of this or that, but a lot of it has to do with the older saints that know how to trust God, that have learned to walk with God. They bring something with them into church when they come. And they help to create an atmosphere where God can come and God can move. And we benefit by that. We ought to thank God for these ones that have been faithful. And you know, when I was younger, I used to drive the van for the Ridgewood Church. That was one of my first jobs. And we used to go pick up the elderly people, because if we didn't pick them up, they couldn't get to church Sunday night and Friday night. So I got to know my way around Ridgewood. That was such a blessing to me to pick up these older people And then as I drive in the van, I'd hear them talking about Jesus. Some of them were so happy. They'd sing. I remember Sister Bensonberg. She laughed when she got into my van. My car. I think I picked her up in the car that day. Why? What's so funny? Well, this car pulled up in front of my house, and so I opened the back door and sat in there, and there were three Puerto Rican guys, and they looked at me like, who's this crazy lady that came and sat in my car? And I just started laughing, and they laughed too. She just got in the car without, you know, just assumed it was me, and there's these Hispanic fellas in the... And it's a good thing they didn't drive off with her. But she told that story and we laughed. That was great. But you know, I looked at these people and I said, I want to be like that when I get older. I mean, not getting in wrong cars. I do that now. But I saw they had a joy. They had a glow about them. I thought, if that's what getting old in Jesus is like, it's not so bad. Not so bad to get old. And I see that often around me. I remember at that time, I went to McDonald's for lunch. And I was sitting there and I saw an old lady, elderly woman. And she was sitting there smoking a cigarette. Probably had a tattoo on her arm somewhere. And it just, compared to the women that I had been meeting in Ridgewood and their godly lives and the blessing that they were. And then I saw this woman and others like her, and I thought, oh, what a difference. What a difference. And so I was glad that I got to drive the van in Ridgewood and pick up the older people, because that made me look forward to getting older in Jesus. And the song reminds me of that. All they that put their trust in God will never be removed. Praise God. Through many ages proved. They've proven that God is faithful over and over and over again. And we thank God for every one of them. And we ought to recognize their value. And we ought to take advantage of what they have to offer us. Praise God. Some churches, they just have young people in their church. And thank God for the young people. I love their enthusiasm. They've got so much to offer. And then there are some churches that just have older people. And that's okay. But I'm glad when God mixes us up so the older ones can enjoy the young enthusiasm and fresh outlook on things. And the younger ones can see what it's like to live a life walking with God. What God does in your soul when you serve Him like that. Praise God. And that's how it is at Pilgrim Camp. People of all ages, shapes, and sizes. And we thank God for everyone. Praise God. We have to serve God where we're at, and we have to give Him our best, day by day. And then we'll one day be like those pillars in the church, where we can help bear the burdens, where there's a strength in us that God has put there. And others will benefit by that. Praise God. That's something you can't turn on just when you get older. It's something you have to live every day and let God build it into you. Praise God. And He's able. And He's doing that. And so let's praise Him for it. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run, there are victories to be won. By Thy power and the hour, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true.
Bless the older ones among us in our churches and even here at camp, these that have served you so faithfully by your grace these many years. We thank you, Lord. They're constant reminders to us of the faithfulness of God, that God can bring us through any trial. Many of them have been through very deep waters. And Jesus, yet they are serving you joyfully, and you're making their lives a blessing. They shall be fruitful in old age, you said. And Lord, we see it. And we partake of that fruit. We benefit by that fruit in all of our churches. And here at the camp, Lord, what would this camp be without the older ones that give themselves to God so wholeheartedly? And Lord, we see the strength of God in them. We see that it's not their strength. We see that it's beyond their strength. It's God's working. And Lord, we marvel. And we say, Lord, make us like that. Help us to grow like that in God. Not just to grow older, but to grow in God. And Lord, we thank you that the path of the just is as a shining light, which grows more and more bright unto the perfect day. It shines brighter and brighter. Praise God. Bless them, we pray today, and give them added strength. You know that some of them are frail, and are they going through trials at this time in their life that they've never experienced before. Lord, and we just pray that you who have carried them thus far will bring them all the way through. We pray that you'll manifest yourself to them in a special way, and that you'll give them added help, added grace, until their work is done. And then, Lord, when they leave, let there be others that can take their place, that you have raised up to fill their place, because we've learned to trust you and walk with you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone asked if we would sing number 375 tonight.
And so now would be a good time to do that, I'm sure. I haven't sung this song in a long time. Footsteps of Jesus. But it's a good song for our young people. It's good for all of us. 375.
Stay.
praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord.
That's certainly part of it, but to follow Jesus anywhere means to follow him in obedience. Praise God. The paths of obedience. I'll walk in those paths. I'll follow Jesus. And we saw some of that in the song we just sang. And to talk about, I'll go near the pools of Siloam where people are needy, and I'll minister to them, and I'll go here, and I'll do what he shows me there. Praise God. You've got to follow Jesus in his word. That's where we follow him. And as we learn to live that way, then God will also lead us naturally to places and to people and into avenues of service. Praise God. But the following that Jesus, when Jesus says, come follow me, he means follow me in my word. Do what I command you. If you love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. And as we walk close to him like that, and where he is, we are. And that's where we want to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My sheep know my voice, and they follow.
It's also in the white book. Thank you. 56. How about we stand while we sing? Again. My sheep. That you love him. He does. He knows that. When we fall, we stumble. Jesus sees beyond that. He knows that we love him. He knew Peter loved him. And he wanted Peter to know that. I know you love me, Peter. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. I've made a mess of things. I failed you. But Lord, I love you, and I want to get back up. And I want to get back where I'm supposed to be. Praise God. And Jesus knows that you love him. Why does he know that? Because he put that love there. He put it there. We love him because he first loved us. Praise God. I told you this at one time. I really feel that I had made a mess of things, and I was very disappointed in myself, spiritually speaking. And I came up to camp to get some help, and Brother Gardner prayed for me. I believe it was he, maybe his wife, maybe both of them. And I was bracing myself because I expected the Lord to, you know, give me a little bit of a rebuke, tell me I should have been doing better, and I knew better, and so on. And the Lord surprised me. He said, Kenny, I know that you love me. That did me a world of good. That Jesus knew. And all of that, Jesus knew that I still loved him. And I still wanted to do his will. He had a right to correct me. He had a right to rebuke me. And he did. But it was a gentle rebuke. He said, I know that you love me, and I know you want to do my will. And when I knew that Jesus knew that I loved him and knew that I wanted to do his will, that put a strength and a courage in me to just go after him again, believe him again, commit myself to him again. And I never forgot that. I feel it very deeply when I talk about it because it's very precious. Praise God. We look at our faults and we lose sight of the fact that we love the Lord. But Jesus never loses sight of that. It's too precious to him. Praise God. We have another special song from our special housekeepers. Now, I understand that the young men are going to sing for us on Thursday night. Yeah. And so I think that I would love to hear a song from the waitresses. Wednesday or Friday. You know, something like Fill My Cup, or Come and Dine, or I'll Serve Thee Because I Love Thee, or whatever else the Lord puts on your heart. But let's hear from our housekeepers again. The Lord ministered to us so sweetly when they sang last time, because they sing with all their hearts, and you know they're singing right to Jesus. We feel that. Praise God. So do it again.